Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Think about what can go right when you plan for the future. Talk to a financial broker and start your savings plan today.
Concerns have been raised in Shannon and County Clare about government plans to convert a large industrial building there into emergency accommodation. The Department of Integration has told the Clare Champion that the Office of Public Works has offered it the use of the building in Shannon Business Park. Well, in a moment we're going to hear from local TD Cathal Crowe and from the migrant support group Durris. But first, our reporter John Cook joins us live now from Shannon. And John, what more can you tell us exactly about this building and how it's being repurposed for emergency accommodation?
Well, Sarah, there's no sign of any building work to convert the site yet, at least for any residential use. No activity at all today at this vast industrial building in the Shannon Business Park, which is part of what's called the Shannon Free Zone West, one of the large industrial estates 3 kilometres from Shannon Airport and about 2 kilometres from the Shannon Town Centre. When this former factory was listed for sale 3 years ago, it was described as a large industrial headquarters stretching to 134,170 square feet, with 2 floors of open plan offices and a production warehouse with loading bays for lorries. And when I walked around the walls of the building with Shannon Sinn Féin councillor Donna McGettigan this afternoon, she told me that locals are still speculating on how many people could be accommodated here, given its vast size.
Yeah, the scale of this, when you actually look at it, it is fairly big, and I really don't know how you can put that into living. You know, this is an industrial estate, not a living estate, and to me it doesn't look very welcoming. Mr. O'Gorman's office isn't telling us any facts, figures, details, nothing about this, which is causing an awful lot of rumours and innuendo to be happening, and people's fears are being heightened because of that, this lack of communication.
And as a county councillor, they expect you might know the answers. Have you been told anything officially?
We haven't been told anything officially. All we've been called by some people is liars, because they think we're withholding information, which we aren't. And, you know, Minister O'Gorman needs to talk to the people.
What are people's fears, or what are they saying?
Well, some people are saying that we're at capacity and we can't take any more. Some people are going to the extremes and calling all sorts of innuendos is happening up here.
Even though they don't know who's coming here, if anyone, yet?
We don't even know them, and they're already being branded before they even come in.
This is a busy industrial estate. This is a noisy industrial estate. What about people who might come here in need of shelter? Is it suitable to live in?
Absolutely not. I wouldn't say so anyway. You've heard many times that big trucks and lorries having to go up and down past here. There's no real safe access to the local shop unless you're going through busy roundabouts. You can go to the town centre through the flyover. It's just not somewhere I would like to live.
There are houses just across the road though as well. I mean, this could work for schools or services, could it?
It could work, but as I say, they're all at capacity, so the government need to, if they're going to bring people here, make sure that there's something for all of them, for everybody, mm-hmm. those that are coming and those that are living here.
Will people be welcome in Shannon if they have to live in this big warehouse, this big former factory in front of us here? Because we've heard the government say that accommodation's running out, people may end up on the streets, they have to take anywhere they can get.
I think people will feel sorry for them when they see what they're actually going to be put into. A majority of people in Shannon are welcoming. Some have concerns that have been heightened. They're struggling to get somewhere for people to be placed in, so they have the job to do, but they need to consult with the people, not just elected reps. The people need their fears quelled, and they need to know what's happening in their own town.
So many questions there from Clare Councillor Donna McGettigan. Any answers from the government this evening, John?
Well, the Office of Public Works, Sarah, has confirmed to me this evening that yes, they have made this building in the Shannon Business Park available to the Department of Equality, Integration and Youth, and say it is currently being adapted for emergency accommodation. I don't have official confirmation this evening yet from Minister O'Gorman's department as to when this facility will be ready, but it is my understanding from inquiries throughout the day that it will be a number of months at least. I've been told in recent days, and many times we've raised these questions with the department, that 60 emergency centres for this type of accommodation have been established in 17 counties to date, given the pressure on the state to accommodate over 74,000 people, and all offers of accommodation, including office buildings and sports facilities, are being considered. And many I met in the Shannon Town Centre this afternoon were also well aware of asylum seekers living in tents at the direct provision site 25 kilometres away in Knocklisheen. So this evening I have learned that a further 16 men were moved to these tents in recent days, bringing total numbers there now to 104. As I asked shoppers in the Shannon Town Centre for their views on the accommodation crisis and the use of the nearby industrial estate in the coming months.
Well, I think that it's better than having them in tents and no facilities, no running water, no sewerage, no. I honestly think that if they could divide up the factories, that they would have some better facilities than tents.
Listen, it's not ideal. We would like to be able to provide them with proper accommodation, especially for the women and the children. But anything is better than being in their country with the fear of being killed. And hopefully it'll only be a temporary thing for them.
I work there, but I wouldn't live there.
Is it suitable?
I wouldn't think so. An industrial estate for people to live in, I wouldn't think so.
I think we have enough of them here already.
I think it's wrong that the people of Shannon weren't told about what was happening. Nobody knows who's coming in, you know, how long will they be here, are they planning on houses? I mean, we've a lot of people here that need houses. We should be looking after our own, really, you know.
Refugees are welcome, but refugees from countries that's not in a war-torn zone and are not welcome, they're coming in by the back door.
That's what you think?
Yes, I think. We can't afford to... What about our own homeless?
God love them. They need somewhere to stay. It's not ideal, mm-hmm. but if they're stuck for accommodation, maybe for a short term.
Would they be welcome in Shannon?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think most people are welcoming them, yeah.
And that's people in Shannon Town Centre speaking to John Cook this afternoon. Well, we're joined by Cathal Crowe, Fianna Fáil TD for Clare, and John Lennon, Chief Executive at Migrant Support Group Thurs. And you're both welcome to the programme this evening. Cathal, I'll come to yourself first. And you hear there people speaking to John Cook saying, you know, they recognise what's being proposed here is not ideal, but it's better than nothing for people who really need help.
Well, I know John Cook a long time. He worked, of course, with Clare FM before RT. He was always a good man for establishing the facts. And from listening to him, I've discovered more than I was able to discover through a series of Dáil questions over the last week, because I asked Minister Roger O'Gorman what was happening in Shannon. I was getting umpteen questions in the community before Christmas. There was a bit of activity around this warehouse, and I was trying to ascertain what was happening and could you explain what was going on. And I received a reply this Wednesday saying it was commercially sensitive. But now, listening to Drive Time, I've discovered OPW and Roger O'Gorman's department have a deal here to accommodate people. So look, I suppose I'm learning facts here on the radio, which isn't good enough. You heard that as well from the councillor interviewed. We're supposed to have facts available, information available that we can dissipate in the community. My big concern here is... Before I became a TD, I was a teacher. In fact, my first year teaching, I taught refugee children, and I'm from a community that across 7 decades has a proud, proud record of warmly receiving and looking after refugees in Knocklisheen. I'm from that community. But what we've seen in recent months is a departure from that high-quality care. We have tents in Knocklisheen. We have close to 100 people in tents tonight down there, which is wrong. We have this industrial unit, which I believe isn't fit for purpose for accommodating people. But on top of that, Sarah, I've been speaking with local schools, other stakeholders. We have a crisis of school enrolment in Shannon with a lot of people unable to enrol their children for September. And on top of this, we have the centre opening. Refugees are 100% welcome, but there needs to be some coordination here, talking to schools and stakeholders, and it hasn't happened at this occasion.
Okay.
And I think it's a blind approach to what is a very real problem.
Okay, so a couple of different issues there, and I have to say the schools issues is one. I want to get to that in a second, but the communication issue is something that we're seeing across the country, Cathal, and it keeps coming up again and again and again. The lack of consultation and even communication with local communities. You say it's not good enough, and I think a lot of people would agree with you that if you're putting questions to the department on Wednesday and being told it's commercially sensitive, and then finding out on Friday that the OPW is planning to convert this into a centre for refugees, that isn't good enough for local representatives. What needs to happen to make sure that communication with local communities is improved, and how important is that in your view?
Well, there was activity around this warehouse in early December, mid-December, I should say, and the Dáil rose on December the 18th. So I put down a series of questions which were only answered this Wednesday, and the facts haven't been fully established. What you have is, and I think you heard from the councillor a moment ago, when information, accurate information, isn't available or circulating, you have misinformation. And in fact, I think reprehensibly we've had some people exploiting that situation. There's a far-right element very active online these past few weeks, absolutely exploiting this situation. Refugees are 100% welcome here in Clare and in Ireland, and the arms of our county and country are wide open to welcome and receive them. But, Sarah, this has to be done in the right fashion, coordinated, sticking people in tents out in the field in Aucklasheen when temperatures were minus 10 in late December. That's wrong. The warehouse approach, I believe, that's wrong. And I think there needs to be proper communication, but also proper coordination. There was a swarm of officials here in the County of Clare in the month of March. We have the most refugees in the country at the moment in our county. They're very welcome. And we were hugely supported by state agencies in March. That has pretty much evaporated. And I think decisions like this now need to be informed based on people being on the ground assessing the situation, what's available in terms of accommodation, what schools are available. And I don't think that level of foresight has gone into this.
We have heard, however, from the department that, you know, this is an emergency situation. Your own party leader, Taoiseach Micheál Martin, was speaking about in the Dáil this week when he was being questioned about providing services for our own people, if you want to put it like that. And he said, look, this is what Putin wants. Every country across Europe is facing this situation. We have to hold our nerve for 12 months, he said, and just try and get through and do the best that we can.
Yeah, this is unprecedented, certainly in our lifetimes, and it's absolutely not where anyone wants to be, least alone the refugees. I hold a clinic every week with the refugee community with the help of a translator. They don't want to be in this scenario either. But I think we need to be looking at proper quality accommodation. I heard from Minister O'Gorman this morning that the government have a plan by February to increase proper accommodation. But let's get rid of these tents. It is inhumane to have someone accommodate in the tent. And it's
you know, Kyle, like you're saying, get rid of the tents and then they get, you know, a warehouse, which I know is not great, but at least it is four walls and, you know, it has facilities, as people were pointing out there in John's report, you know, it has lighting and heating and water, and that's still not right.
We had a national debate about these tents in December, and it was generally agreed politically that it was too cold and it was wrong and it was inhumane to people in tents. It would never happen again. And now they're back 3 weeks later in these tents again.
But they're saying that they'll move people into these industrial warehouses, which aren't tents. They're not houses, but they're better. They're a step up from tents for sure. And you're still saying that that's not okay.
No, it's a step. They're actually two quite separate problems, if I can explain. What has happened in Shannon is, yes, of course, a warehouse. It's far, far from ideal. And I think that's very clear from the Vox Pop that John Cook did. It's far from ideal. And yet it is a step up in tent. However, all of these agencies that swarmed on this county last March to coordinate things haven't coordinated here. Nobody, to put it plainly here, Sarah, nobody has spoken to any of the schools in the community. There isn't a place to enrol them. We now have a scenario for anyone who knows the geography of Clare. We have buses taking off from Bunratty going to Scariff. That's a considerable distance. We've buses from Ennis going, bringing people out of population centres for schooling. No one's speaking with the health service or education. And in the early weeks of this year, of last year, I should say, there was an incredible level of coordination. And I want to say kudos to Minister Norma Foley. She was from the get-go. She mapped the capacity of this. It is very easy to ascertain what schools are there, what capacity they have at each class level. That hasn't happened on this occasion.
Okay,
Nobody spoke to the community.
Stay with us, Kyle, if you don't mind. John Lennon from Durris is also on the line. And what do you think of what you've just heard, John?
Well, there's no doubt that the standard of accommodation being provided to international protection applicants is dropping dramatically. In many cases, it's failing to meet their basic needs now. Less than 2 years ago, the government said that the direct provision system was not fit for purpose. Now we're looking at the use of tents in Aucklasheen, as Cathal Crowe said. We're looking at industrial warehouses, and based on what Minister Roderick O'Gorman said yesterday, we could be looking at potential homelessness for international protection applicants. There is no doubt that the Department of Children have been under enormous pressure to provide accommodation. They've catered for almost 70,000 people since last February. They're finding it difficult to find places now. There's an over-reliance on the hospitality sector. Some of the hotel contracts will end in the coming months. And the government and the Department of Children have been in crisis response mode on this since last February. That can't continue. Yeah. We need a national plan. We need to see a pathway towards sustainable long-term accommodation.
Is there a real danger here, John, that some communities in some areas, because we know from looking at where a lot of the Ukrainian refugees in particular are going, that you know they're concentrated in a small number of counties, particularly along the west coast and of Ireland. And then you have this issue, like Cathal is saying, where communities, the services aren't there, the schools are getting full, the GP services, you know, the waiting lists are out the door, they're not taking on new patients, and resentment begins to foster.
Indeed, for any communities or for any groups of people who arrive, be they international protection applicants or people from Ukraine, they need a lot more than just the accommodation or the housing. There is a lot that can be done or that we should do in the short term. Hastily fitted out buildings is not what we're looking at, because there are likely to be vulnerable people there, possibly with health difficulties, being traumatised by their experiences. They're in need of supports and services. There's also going to be a draw on the services that the community relies on as well. And without proper engagement and without proper resourcing of the communities that are welcoming and hosting the refugees, there are likely and can be questions asked and negative reactions. And there's no doubt, you know, we've seen the negative reactions in other parts of the country. They're often organised or encouraged or taken advantage of by people from outside of the local community. But, you know, we can't take a piecemeal approach to just putting people into communities. There needs to be a properly resourced programme of engagement and support. Address people's concerns, answer the questions they might have. There should be no room for the targeting and harassment and intimidation of refugees. And that they've not caused any of the problems faced by the communities.
All right. Just finally, and back to yourself, Cathal, the Irish Times was reporting on the possibility of this happening today, this building being used for emergency accommodation. And it said that the department claimed, this is in the Irish Times report, that it would be premature to discuss the matter with representatives of the local community, but said that it would do so before the building is occupied. Does that approach need to change?
It absolutely does. It seems to me that the department has revealed a lot more to Drive Time this evening than they have to the representatives who've been elected for the region and for the county. Look, dialogue is absolutely essential here. By the close of business today, none of the schools locally had been spoken to. It is essential that you speak to these people. What you heard there, and I think John Cook was in the local shopping centre there, there's fabulous people in Shannon, very welcoming people, and these refugees will be welcome in Shannon. But dialogue is essential. You cannot just assume that all of this neatly fits in. You have to chat to people who provide public health care. You have to chat to schools. And I think that's been very clear from what Doris and Lee have been saying here as well this evening.
All right. Cathal Crowe and John Lennon, thank you both for joining us. Let us know what you think to 51551.